So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
You are listening to The Evidence Locker. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. We're able to bring you new episodes thanks to the support of our sponsors. Please check them out, as they offer some exclusive deals just for you, our listeners. If you prefer an ad-free experience, you can find us on Patreon, with plans starting at just $2 a month. Plus, 25% of all Patreon proceeds go directly to the Dell Network, helping to bring closure to international cold cases. For more details, check the link in our show notes. Our episodes cover true crimes involving real people, and some content may be graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised. We produce each episode with the utmost respect for the victims, their families, and loved ones. That time of the year again. The streets are aglow with twinkling lights. Decorations fill every corner, and the festive spirit is impossible to ignore. Families gather to exchange gifts, share feasts, and celebrate time-honored traditions. But in one small Swedish town, there's a peculiar Christmas tradition that has captured the world's attention. A giant straw goat, standing tall in the heart of Gävle, erected annually to mark the start of Advent. At first glance, the Gävle goat seems like the perfect emblem of holiday cheer. Its roots run deep in Scandinavian lore, symbolizing the Yule goat of Norse mythology, tied to the harvest and fertility. But look a little closer, and you'll find a story that's less about Yuletide harmony and more about flames, mischief, and a decades-long tug-of-war between festive pride and fiery rebellion. Each year, as Gävle's iconic straw goat stands as a proud symbol of Christmas, it also becomes a beacon for those who view it as a challenge. To them, the goat isn't just a decoration, it's a target. And so begins a high-stakes game of cat and mouse. Authorities scrambling to protect the goat from arsonists, determined to see it burn. This is a story that has everything you wouldn't expect from a Christmas tale. Fire, obsession, and a tradition teetering between celebration and chaos. So why do they burn it? And why has this peculiar tradition turned into an international spectacle? Gävle, Sweden, is a quiet, picturesque town on the Baltic coast, where the rhythm of life mirrors the changing seasons. It's the kind of place where Christmas is celebrated with gusto, warm gatherings, sparkling decorations, and a reverence for tradition. In 1966, a man named Stig Gävlin had an idea to make the town's celebrations even more special. Stig, an advertising consultant, wanted to create something spectacular, a tribute to Sweden's ancient Yule traditions. His vision was ambitious: a colossal illuminated straw goat to preside over Gävle's town square during the festive season. The goat would be a nod to the Yuleboken, or Yule goat, a figure rooted in Norse mythology and woven into Scandinavian Christmas customs over centuries. With the support from local businesses and his brother Jorgen, Stig's vision came to life. The first Gävle goat was constructed that year, towering over 43 feet tall and weighing more than 3 tons. The goat was an impressive sight. Its sheer size drew attention from the locals and visitors alike. It was magnificent. That is, until New Year's Eve. Just as the clock struck midnight, flames engulfed the goat, reducing it to a heap of blackened straw and ash. At first, the townspeople thought it was an accident, but soon the perpetrator was caught and charged with aggravated vandalism. And as the years rolled on, it became clear that this event had unwittingly sparked something far bigger, a bizarre tradition of arson. Year after year, no matter how much effort went into protecting it, the Yavli goat would often meet the same fiery fate. Fences were erected, security guards hired, and fireproofing chemicals sprayed. But the arsonists always found a way, and the goat continued to burn. But why? To answer that, we need to delve into the origins of the Yule goat itself. The Yule goat, or Yulbolkin, has its roots in pre-Christian Scandinavia, where it was linked to Thor, the Norse god of thunder. According to myth, Thor's chariot was pulled by 2 goats, Tamgrisnir and Tamginostor. Over time, the symbol of the goat came to represent strength and fertility during the harsh Nordic winters. In other Norse legends, however, the devil was often symbolized by a hooved animal. Quite ironically, with the spread of Christianity, the goat was absorbed into Christmas traditions. During the medieval period, men would dress up as goats, wearing straw masks and go door to door, demanding gifts or food. By the 19th century, it had evolved into a Santa-like figure, delivering gifts to children, and small straw goat figurines became popular decorations in homes all across Sweden. But the Yavla goat is no ordinary Christmas decoration. Its massive size and prominence in the city square make it a visible symbol of Yavla's connection to its ancient past. The goat bridges the old and new, combining ancient Nordic myths with modern holiday celebrations. In The Guardian's documentary, Killing Yavla, an anonymous traditionalist commentates saying, "It's a battle of traditions. Ours goes back to the beginning of time when the gods created our world from fire. While their cute little custom was created by some ad company 50 years ago to help sell their capitalist Christmas mascot, every year they build their Trojan horse, and every year they are shocked when Troy gets burned to the ground. While those town businessmen think it's a tradition they started, it's not. It's something the Swedes have been doing for centuries. Go build your IKEA shelves and Christmas mascots, sip schnapps in your polite society, and drive cautiously through your sheltered lives. But always know that your older self, hidden by the darkness that is part of you, is waiting, standing by to burn it all to hell." But the goat survived a couple of festive seasons unscathed after its first attack. But that would not last. In 1970, it was attacked less than 6 hours after its first unveiling. The culprits, 2 drunk teenagers. It was swiftly rebuilt, this time with reeds, as they did not have enough straw. The town decided it was time to take the fight to the arsonists. That December, local authorities ramped up security. The fire department was working with extra help around the clock. Guards were stationed near the goat, and for much of the season, it seemed like their efforts were paying off. The towering straw figure stood tall and remained untouched, a proud centerpiece of the town's festive celebrations. And just days before Christmas Eve, the fragile piece was shattered. In the dead of night, flames erupted, engulfing the goat in minutes. Once again, it was reduced to a smoldering heap of ash and charred wood. The culprit? A young man who later confessed to setting the fire as part of a drunken dare. He spent a short stint in jail for his actions, but his crime did more than destroy a Christmas decoration. It solidified the Yavla goat's growing reputation as a target for pranksters, rebels, and thrill seekers alike.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
But even when there was no apparent attack on the goat, it still seemed doomed. Like in 1972 when it imploded, and in 1976 when someone drove into it with their car. By the early 1980s, the burning of the Yavla Goat had captured international attention. News outlets from around the world began to report on its fate each December, and betting pools popped up around the world. Will the goat survive the season, or will it go up in flames? In 1985, the goat made its first appearance in the Guinness World Book of Records, just before it was burned down once more. Frustration grew as each new goat met its demise, despite escalating efforts to protect it. By the 1990s, the town was locked in an annual battle to save the goat, with security becoming more elaborate every year. Taller fences were erected, security cameras installed, and guards patrolled the square 24/7.
And yet,
the arsonists always seemed to stay one step ahead. After all, when something is so fiercely protected, it only increases the allure of destroying it. The image of the burning goat silhouetted against the night sky became iconic, taunting the town with the thought that no matter how far the town went to protect it, the arsonists seemed equally determined to see it destroyed. In 1993, the town took its most extreme measures yet. For the first time, the Swedish military was brought in to guard the goat. Soldiers patrolled the square, and for the first time in years, the goat survived the holiday season without incident. But the triumph was short-lived. In 2001, the arson took an even more shocking turn. That year, a 51-year-old American tourist visiting Sweden decided to take part in the bizarre tradition. Armed with lighter fluid, he set the goat on fire under the cover of darkness. When he was apprehended, the man claimed he was not a goat burner and that he simply thought burning the goat was part of the tradition. His ignorance of Swedish law sparked international outrage, and for the first time, the narrative shifted to focus not only on the goat, but on the motivations of those who destroyed it. The tourist was fined 100,000 kroner, about 10,000 US dollars, and his cigarette lighter was confiscated as he was clearly not a responsible user. After 18 days in prison, he left Sweden without paying the fine. In 2005, the goat was destroyed when arsonists, allegedly disguised as Santa Claus and a gingerbread man, shot a flaming arrow at it. The structure was rebuilt on December 5th. The search for those responsible was later featured on TV3's weekly live broadcast show, Efterlyst, Sweden's version of Most Wanted. By this point, many residents have resigned themselves to the idea that the goat might never survive a holiday season. Yet, they kept up the fight, and in 2009, installed web cameras with 24-hour surveillance to deter vandals. On its inauguration day, celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2016, the goat was burned down by an arsonist using petrol. The organizers decided not to rebuild it that year. A 21-year-old suspect was later identified through DNA evidence from a hat he dropped while fleeing the scene. He received a probation sentence, a fine, and was ordered to pay the usual 100,000 kroner in damages. A smaller replacement goat, built by local high school students from a natural science club, was later erected, but was damaged when a car struck it. In 2017, the town responded by hiring a team of bodyguards to protect the goat around the clock. The guards, dressed in black and equipped with infrared cameras, were tasked with keeping would-be arsonists at bay. The goat barely survived the season, with several close calls leading up to New Year's Eve. The last attack was in 2021, when the goat was set alight on the night of December 17th. The perpetrator was arrested with soot and ash on him. The incident had also been recorded by CCTV cameras. The arsonist was given a 6-month prison sentence in order to pay damages of 109,000 kroner. It seems even the price of arson is rising. And so, the saga continues. In 2023, the goat was severely damaged by flocks of jackdaws foraging for food. This was on account of the straw used to construct the goat containing higher than usual amounts of seed. So why do they bother building the giant straw structure every year? For the people of Yavla, the goat is more than just a decoration. It's a labor of love and a symbol of their community's resilience. Year after year, they rebuild it, refusing to let the arsonists win. If the goat is burned down before December 13th, St. Lucia Day, it is rebuilt. Organizers ensure that there was always enough straw should they have to reconstruct. But for the arsonists, the goat is an irresistible challenge. Psychologists might call it reactance, a response to restrictions on freedom. The stricter the security, the more tempting it becomes to defy it. Add global attention and social media into the mix, and the appeal only grows. In many ways, the burning of the Yavla goat has become a tradition in itself. Each December, the world watches, waiting to see if this year's goat will survive. Firefighters are on high alert all season, as the location of the goat is near the old town. And if the fire spreads, lives can be lost. And instead of getting caught up in the excitement of Christmas, little kids growing up in Yavla are forced to learn from a young age that with light, darkness is always lurking. To Yavla residents, it's not just the goat that burns. Their hard work and pride goes up in flames along with it. Perhaps that's the real lesson of the Yavla goat. Resilience. In the end, it's not just a symbol of Christmas, but of the enduring spirit of a community that refuses to let its traditions fade, no matter how many times it burns. If you'd like to dive deeper into this case, check out the resources we use for this episode in the show notes. Don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates on today's case. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We also have a channel on YouTube where you can watch more content. If you enjoy what we do here at Evidence Locker, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now and consider leaving us a 5-star review. This was the Evidence Locker. Thank you for listening.